Martin, I have to ask you, before we get into any Eurovision biz, how's the roof?
Right. Well, funny story about the roof. Because if you're listening to the last episode, you know that it rained and then all the rain came into the roof and then into my bedroom. It started pouring through the light fitting, which, you know, my understanding is that's not what a roof should do. It should keep the water away, but it didn't. Anyway, I couldn't find a roofer, but I spoke to somebody and they said, oh, I know someone called Bernard. Give Bernard a call. But Bernard would only come on the personal recommendation of someone. So I had to say that I knew a woman called Maureen Plunkett. So I rang up and said...
Sorry, is this a riddle? Is this some kind of weird...
I don't know Maureen Plunkett. I don't know who Maureen Plunkett is. But I had to pretend that I knew Maureen Plunkett in order for Bernard to come and fix my roof.
What a strange business. So he doesn't do his business unless you know Maureen Plunkett. Well, you've ruined that now. We're all going to be telling him we know Maureen Plunkett.
You only get your roof fixed if you know Maureen Plunkett. It's an odd business model. Did he fix it? It hasn't rained. So I suppose in a way he did, but you could also say that it was fixed anyway by the fact that it isn't raining. So I guess...
That's not fixing it.
No, I guess what I'm saying is that the jury's out. And on that note, Welcome to this edition of Nul Poir!
Nul Poir is shameful.
Nul Poir is lack of respect for jurors.
It's the ultimate humiliation.
The shame that they must be feeling.
Nul Poir is no fun.
Welcome indeed. And speaking of the jury being out, we've had some decisions, in fact, which we're going to speak about later on the show. In fact, Belgium's chosen their entry and song. I'd love to get your thoughts on this. And we'll also be speaking about France choosing their entry as well. Don't have a song for them yet. But first up, let's just quickly give a shout out to our Patreons, because we do have a Patreon. Thank you so much to everybody who's joined up for that. It's literally just patreon.com/nulpoir. And what, Martin, can you get if you sign up?
Well, if you sign up, what you get is this episode, but way earlier than everyone else gets it.
Wow.
So you get a sneaky look. And you also get a bit of an insight into how long it takes us to record and edit these, because they often drop at sort of early hours of the morning. Because we just put them straight up as soon as they're done, as soon as they're ready to go, straight on Patreon. It's there. It's there for you. And that is at least 24 hours before the main podcast goes up on all the other normal places. You also get to be part of a bit of a community. And there's a bit of a Patreon community going on at the moment, isn't there? People talking about some of the things that we're discussing in the episode and just having a nice time.
Quite indeed. So yeah, patreon.com/nulpoir, NULPOINTS. It's only a quid, so chuck us one and get this early as the news breaks. And the first bit of news I thought we'd discuss, because we were talking about it last episode, do check that out if you haven't. We were talking about Ireland's six entrants that they're going to be competing for this year's Eurovision. John Lydon, aka Public Image Limited, aka Johnny Rotten from the Sex Pistols, is one of those entrants for Ireland. And there's a little bit, as there always is when these kind of things come out, on Twitter about an interview he did where he basically called Eurovision awful and said it was a disgusting thing, which is a little bit odd, John, because you are competing for it.
Trying to be in it. John.
Yeah. John, yeah.
Asked if he watches Eurovision. He said, no, never. And then this is the quote, just absolutely not. It's absolutely awful. The songs, the whole thing of it is disgusting to me. I'm a songwriter. I perform live. These shows, they just come off so dreadfully phony to me. We're giving it a chance to break out of that mold. So it's like, he is the gift to Eurovision.
He is the
gift that we didn't know we needed.
Yeah, thanks for that, John. Thanks so much. The thing is, the Eurovision doesn't need John Lydon. It's its own thing. And it's fine if he's not into that genre of music. But I think calling it disgusting is a little bit far. And, you know, even though he's got this kind of sweet ballad, you know, there's nothing that groundbreaking about the song that he's put forward for the entry. I don't think he's breaking the mold as he thinks he is. You know, it's a nice enough song, but I don't know what he thinks he's giving to Eurovision, if he thinks that's, you know, anything different to what we've heard. But there's loads of ballads on Eurovision, and a lot of them a lot better than that.
I have to agree with you. I also have to point out that it seems quite often we get people who say, oh goodness, it's terrible, and then they say, well, have you ever watched it? And they go, oh no, I don't watch it. Well, how do you know it's terrible then?
Yeah,
watch it.
What the problem is here is it's people thinking of Eurovision 20, 30 years ago. They've got this image of it. They think of it as this one thing. It's the Bucks Fizz image, it's the garishness, the gimmicks. There are all of that now, but there's a much higher production value. Okay, yes, there are some, you know, still silly elements of it, but you kind of grow to love that part of Eurovision. But he's just thinking of it many, many years ago. Also, the point that he says, you know, I sing live. Well, you sing live in Eurovision as well. But, you know, he had an issue with the fact that you have to sing over a backing track. But, you know, that's just the way Eurovision is. That's the way that they put it together. It's a very quick turnaround of a show. You know, they've got all these artists back to back to back, you know, within the space of a couple of hours. So I don't know. He sort of said, I listened to this full interview, and he said it was on RTE Radio 1, and he says that he's doing it because it's kind of a punk thing for him to do, to represent Ireland in Eurovision. And I don't know, why not bring a more punk song then? I don't know. I still want to get to the bottom of why he applied. And I get that he sort of says in the interview that it would be nice. It's a nice thing for his wife who has Alzheimer's. But I just don't quite understand. I'm feeling a kind of sense of, is this just for publicity? I don't know. Yeah, I just don't know otherwise. If he doesn't even like Eurovision, why is he doing it?
This is Noel Poir. My name's Martin, and that is Laura. We are fans of the contest, and we're finding out about it. We're learning new things about it, and at the moment, it's the build-up to May, really, and things are now starting to happen. Here's a little impression for you. See what you make of this. Who am I?
Okay.
I'll be back. I'll be back. I'll be back.
Is it, I mean, I think, is it Arnold Schwarzenegger with some kind of throat problem? Has he got something stuck in his mouth?
No, he's got a good old gravel to him, hasn't he?
I'll be back.
I'll be back.
I'll be back.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that one.
Hasta la vista, baby.
I don't think he actually has that low a voice. I think we're going a bit too low, maybe. But anyway, the reason why we're doing these terrible impressions of Arnold Schwarzenegger is because he stars in Kalash Orchestras, which you may well remember. They won Eurovision 2022 for Ukraine. He stars in their new music video, Shekredi Vecher. I think I've probably pronounced that wrong. I've even listened to the video and them singing it, but it is spelt slightly trickily. It translates to generous evening in English, and Arnie is in the video.
Yeah, and this video is all to do, it's meant to be a kind of pastiche, a take on GTA, Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah.
And so they're driving around the streets of Los Angeles as if they are in that video game.
That's right. So in the video, you see them, they're in that famous, I've forgotten what it's called now, but you know that big sort of gorge, that not gorge, but the big kind of, it's in Greece and they do drag races in it. I forgot what the name is, but anyway.
Oh, the storm canal.
Yeah, the storm canal thing. Yeah. I don't know if it's, I don't know how many of them there are in LA. You can see my knowledge of LA isn't that large. But anyway, they do that bit and they're driving in these kind of really cool cars and they're singing this song. And then Arnie, because Arnie appears at the end of the video and he says the name of the title. And what happened was they met him whilst they were there filming this in LA. And he invited them to come and have a chat. And they said, what did they say about it? They said, he What's his name? Ola, the guy with the pink bucket hat, which became sort of a symbol,
yes.
Yeah, of Eurovision 2022, said it was amazing. We're at Arnold's home, and never did I ever imagine we'd visit him and shake his hand. It was a warm talk, and he expressed his words of support to Ukrainians, and is of course it's pleasant to hear that from such people. So it sounds like they had a lovely chat, and then they feature him at the end of the video.
It's nice, isn't it? It's and again another opportunity for Eurovision to interact with the quote-unquote real world and to bring all sorts of different kind of pop culture elements together. And this needs to happen more. We love it when this happens, and it seems to be happening more. Long may it continue. Right, moving on to somebody who's actually announced who they're going to be sending to Liverpool this year. And it's France, which I'm very excited about, because France have been a little bit hit and miss, I think. More miss, I would say, than anything in recent years. But...
Well,
but,
I would disagree. I would disagree.
Mm-hmm. Go on then, disagree.
I would disagree. Well, sorry, do you think coming second is poor show? Do you think winning two junior Eurovisions... in recent years, second place 2021, is that doing poorly?
Well, no, it isn't. But anyway, Barbara is who I was going to reference. Okay,
Barbara Pravi, who came second.
Yeah, Barbara sang in this very kind of traditional style, kind of honoring the great French chanteurs, chantatrices of the past. Old Lazara, who is the representative of France this year, also says that she does. So I think they're cottoning on to a winning formula.
Is it a winning formula, Martin? Which is it? Come on.
It's a coming second formula.
Look, I have to put them to task, because otherwise we get people writing in about Correction Corner. I've got to make sure he says the right things. But yeah, I mean, it's fair to say, as you know, as you're kind of getting out there, they didn't do very well last year. I think we both thought they would, but they really just somehow didn't capture the public's imagination. But as you said, Barbara Pravi in 2021, that was much more widely liked, and she did very well. She came second. And Lazara, yeah, she is Parisian. She will be representing France. We do not know what the song is quite yet. She grew up in Canada, in fact. So maybe, you know, there's a little bit of kind of Celine Dion in that respect as well, who, of course, won Eurovision. And the French delegation, they said she won them over. They call her mysterious, inspiring, charismatic. They go a bit over the top, I have to say. Yeah. Friends going over the top. Who would expect it? But yeah, so they're trumpeting their act, but that's kind of all we know about her at the moment. We're going to hear the song in due course. So it's just a little thing to say, Lazara, that's who's going to be representing France.
Nul Poir continues, and your correspondence coming a little bit later on. If you do want to get in touch with us, we always want to know what you think about some of the stuff that we're talking about today. You've heard from France then, who have said who they're going to be sending, but they haven't said the song. Do you want to hear the song? Chris?
Yes.
Good, because we have one, and it comes from Belgium. At long last, we actually have the song that someone is going to be sending to
Hooray!
Eurovision. Hooray! What do we know about Gustav, then, who's going to be representing Belgium?
Yes. Oh, that was it. Was that a French accent?
No.
Yes, that's right. Gustav will be representing Belgium, and he was the chosen winner of Eurosong 2023. Now, this is an interesting one. His song is called Because of You. Let's just listen to a little bit of it first. And it's all because of you. Because of you.
First thing to say has got to be, what a hat.
Yeah.
What a hat.
Let's just describe what we can see here if you haven't seen the video. His national selection show, his performance. So he's got a hat I can only describe as being Jamiroquai-like.
I would describe it as being Boy George and Jamiroquai-like.
Oh, okay. A mix of both. Yeah, I think that's fair enough.
Big hat.
It's a very big hat. It's like that hat, do you remember, who was it that wore, oh, I've forgotten the name now, who sang Happy?
Oh, Pharrell Williams.
Yeah, remember when he had that massive hat in an award ceremony? Yeah. It's basically a big hat, so that's what we're saying. He's also got this kind of Mexican jacket. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like I know what you mean. Yeah, like a kind of poncho thing with the frilly arms and
I'm not quite sure why, but I guess it's just to add to the performance. And then these big kind of cutout trousers as well. It's a very jolly song. What are your thoughts on it, Martin?
Do you know, it's. I think if you're being kind, you'd call it like a throwback or retro or vintage. Would I call it old fashioned? Yeah. Maybe. I think.
It is something I could imagine someone singing on a cruise ship or something and a lot of elderly people clapping and joining in and enjoying it. But the thing is, he did win. So he clearly captured some imagination. I think the performance he does is good. And I think it's a positive message. He really did give it his all in this performance. He's quite charismatic and I just don't know about it. The song itself, it's not that memorable, but the message is fun and it's positive. And I could see people enjoying it in the moment, but whether it would cut through, I don't know. However, I would say some people have been, surprise, surprise, with the community, some people have been a bit vitriolic about it, saying it was a bit of a stunt, it shouldn't have won. So a lot of people not feeling this one, it's safe to say.
Yeah, and there's a bit of controversy around it as well, isn't there? Because of what someone else who the runner-up in the national final has been saying about it.
Yeah, and I do feel a little bit sorry for the Starlings. They lost by 1 point, so very, very close this Eurosong 2023. They won the televote as well, so that's equally gutting. They didn't convince the jury. It was the jury that weren't sold on their song Roller Coaster, and to lose by 1 point as well. So Tom Dice, who's from this duo, the Starlings, he wrote this post. What did he say, Martin?
He said, thank you so much for upvoting us that massively. One in four people voted for Roller Coaster yesterday, and that's madness. Oh dear. A part of the 50-member jury had a different idea. We are very disappointed as a result. They barely spoke about our performance, voices, and music. It felt like a lack of respect. So he's going in here. Lack of respect for the work that has been spent on this. We are asking ourselves many questions. If we ever receive an honest answer from those people is something I doubt. It doesn't feel right. I mean, the guy's upset that he lost. And, okay, you lost, mate. You did lose. I get it that he's annoyed because the public were very, very behind it. But do you know what? That's what happens in Eurovision as well.
Yeah.
The public vote differently to the juries. But at the end of the day, it is a combination of the two.
Yeah. I mean, let's look at who was in this 15-member jury. We won't look through all of them. But Alexander Rybak, the winner of the 2009 Eurovision Song Contest for Norway. Who can forget Nikki Tutorials?
Oh, Nikki Tutorials.
Nikki Tutorials, yes. Co-host of 2021, Jeremy Maquiez, who represented Belgium in 2022, Laura Tesoro, who also represented Belgium in 2016. So people who kind of know what they're talking about, and I don't think people who are going to be, sometimes with juries at Eurovision, as we've seen very recently, there is this kind of murmur of, fraud, etc., etc. I don't think that was the case in this. I'm not saying that's necessarily what Tom is saying, but he's kind of, implying that there was something going on. He says it doesn't feel right, but it was only a point in it. So it's not like they lost by a huge amount.
Yeah, I know. Sometimes that's the way the old cookie crumbles, is what I shall say about that.
And the one thing I will say, it's quite nice to see a sort of different side of Belgium, because often they've recently, you know, given us quite slower mm-hmm. songs, a bit more ballady yeah. stuff. So this is a, you know, very different in that respect.
Your thoughts, as always, very much wanted on Belgium or on France or on our Arnold Schwarzenegger impressions
no,
or on John Lydon. Whatever you want to say, we are here for it. Kress will have the details of how to get in touch in just a second, but let's go through some of what people said, starting with David. Hi, David. Who says, just wanted to say, I absolutely love your podcast. Oh,
Thank you, David.
You spoil us. Been listening every week for well over a year now and always enjoy it. God, have we been doing this over a year?
Oh,
My words, I mean,
we've been doing it for more than that.
I know, we have, yeah.
I especially like the fact that David goes on to tell us, actually, that he won Mr. Gay England, which I didn't know was a competition.
No.
But I'm very interested to hear more about that, David. And he's also mentioned that he's a Eurovision fan and would be up for talking to us about that. So I think we should definitely try and speak to David at some point, don't you?
David, I would love to know more, especially about
your... Speak to Mr. Gay England,
yeah,
Martin.
I'd love to speak to Mr. Gay England. That would be fantastic. Yeah, well, look, let's make this happen. Let's get you on the podcast. I like the idea of that.
Thank you very much as well. Well, Euro Riffs podcast on Twitter, and that's at Poir Null. I should say, by the way, David messaged us on Instagram, and we are Null Poir Podcast on Insta. But Euro Riffs podcast, they really liked, Martin, when we were coming up with those catchphrases, potential slogans for Eurovision.
Yeah.
And what was one you had?
Spinning on the top, was it?
Yeah, spinning. fake ones, I will say. And then you were adamant that that actually was one, which it never was. But they really liked Living the Viscosity.
Yes, they said,
Martin, you are a legend.
Yeah. Well, it's all that nonsense, isn't it? You know, Living the Viscosity. I would. That's so obviously going to be one. Hi, Luke. Got any touch on the old email? I understand Martin's frustration. Oh, that's me. I understand Martin's frustration over there not being any Ukrainian host at the allocation draw. Yeah, I was a bit annoyed about that. However, this decision would have been made in collaboration with the Ukrainian broadcaster.
True.
They may have felt that trying to get said person and their team out of Ukraine, which is, of course, very difficult logistical nightmare, was more trouble than it was worth. That's something that only lasts 45 minutes. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Well, they could have done it from Ukraine. Or whatever. So the involvement of the Ukrainian community was the workaround. Yeah, okay, fair enough. Luke does go on to talk about Ireland, hoping Ireland aren't so stupid as to send Public Image Limited. Frankly, after Johnny slagging Eurovision off talking about, yeah, they should have been disqualified. Wild Youth have a huge fan base in Ireland, so they could potentially end up winning. Interesting. And as for a Patreon member's prediction about Mons being involved, yeah, we were trying to just sort of guess some of the things that might happen at Eurovision. And we all thought, well, yeah, Mons surely is going to be in. Well, he's technically already right because Mons is a co-host of the BBC's new podcast, Eurovision Cast, which we don't need to talk about.
I don't know, move on. Don't listen to that.
La, 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 la. Hear it. La, 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 blah, 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 blah. Yes, anyway. Thank you, Luke, for that.
Thank you very much. Oh, Luke also adds Belgium, the least said about that song, the better. So Luke, not a fan, I think it's safe to say. Now, you might see a glaring omission in the show today. I know, flop that you're a bot, but we need some of you guys to send us in your... We can't keep doing it to ourselves. We need some new suggestions.
We can't flop ourselves.
We can't flop our own bops, for God's sake.
We need you
guys to do it. And to do that, much like Luke got in contact on email, and bless Luke, has sent us some in the past. So Luke, if you hear this, you don't have to be the one to do it. We need other people to get involved. Literally, it takes, 1 minute, 30 seconds, record a very small part of you singing a Eurovision song badly. I repeat, it's got to be badly. Just record it on your phone and then drop it to us in an email, nullpoirpodcast@gmail.com. We want to hear your flops, please.
Yes, get your flops out for us lads.
For the lads.
Right. Yes. Thank you very much for getting in touch. There's email, there's Instagram, there's Twitter, there's, I don't think I'll give up my phone number, but there's loads of ways.
Don't.
Of getting in touch with us, and we'd love to hear from you on whatever that might be. We will see you again. I need to go and check the old roof, but we will see
you
again. I will pop up the ladder and I will speak to you again.
Go.
And so will Kress on the next edition of
No Pop.